Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Brené Bernard. I'm really excited tonight because, you know, when you see an author's name everywhere and you just get so darn impressed with them that you can barely breathe, so then you tentatively contact them on Facebook. I'm giving away all my secrets, Catherine. And then you somehow talk them into being on your radio show. You know how that works? Yeah, that's exactly how I got Catherine Levesque on the show. Did I say it right?
You did. Congratulations.
Oh.
Congratulations. Good for you.
Oh, Catherine Levesque, I love your books just because. And I'm going to say right now that I want to know what drugs you're taking and how often. Vitamins. Are you pureeing kelp? What are you doing? What goop are you? I need to know because I need to be on the same program. I, like a moron, looked at your upcoming release dates.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I
they're aggressive.
About started to cry. I was like, this isn't even me. Like, and my husband's like, what's upsetting you? I'm like, I don't even know. I don't have skin in this game, and yet. I am so, like, terrified and jealous and just there's a million things going through my head as I look at your release schedule, and I don't know. I don't know whether I should have an intervention and try to save you. Or
try to save me for myself, yeah.
Or just cheer
no, actually,
you on,
you know,
like the Hunger Games, and go, woo!
Yeah.
I hope
yeah,
she
that
survives.
Would be better. That would be better. Let's hope she lives through it.
Woo!
You know, actually, it's funny because I have always been a prolific writer. I mean, even as a kid, I was a prolific writer. It was a hobby. It was something that I just really had a good time with. I loved, always had a really vivid imagination, you know, for
mm-hmm.
good, for better, for worse. I had a vivid imagination. And, yeah, I know, right? And so when my kids were really little, I continued with the writing, and I wrote when they were mm-hmm. sleeping. You know, so mm-hmm. even to this day, I find that I do my best writing at night. You know, it's just something that I get these ideas, and they just pop into my head, and I write them down. They become blocks. They become outlines. They become books. You know?
That's the sequence, but I just, you know, the speed. It's the prolificity. I don't know how to stress that, but it's that. I think that I too have a great imagination, but I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter. They just don't seem to whip out as quick. Oh, hey, everybody. It's I'm not even sure how I found you, but it's CatherineLevesque.com, which I thank you for not having hyphens and / author and,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
all that
no,
stuff.
No, no, no,
And
it's me.
Catherine
I'm pure.
With a Y. Nothing, no E's on the end. Don't get crazy, people. And
no,
Levesque, it's L-E, and it's V-E-Q-U-E. com. And I almost feel like I don't have to spell it. Like, it's Catherine Levesque, people. Hello.
yeah, you know,
pop it up on Amazon. There's 8 million books on there. My goodness.
At least, yeah.
No, really, seriously. I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm like, okay.
You know, it's,
yeah.
I actually just
sleeping.
Plotted out. No, well, I sleep sometimes, you know. You got it.
Sure,
but
sure
I, when
do.
I am...
Sure.
I know, and what's really sad is I just got married a year and a half ago, and my husband's like, what? I feel like I'm a single man, you know? He never sees me. I'm always holed up in my office.
Yes.
But, I'm plotted out through 2018 now, and I've got about 8 to 9 releases a year.
Yes.
I have a lot of material.
And then you put it online. Like, you've committed to, that's the thing, too. It's like, I know authors that have ambitious schedules, but the bravery that it takes to go ahead and slap that up online and say, oh, yeah, this is what
there
I'm doing.
Go.
This is I'm committing to this. I'm like, wow. I have built in a little padding is what I would have done. I am not nearly that. I mean, wow.
Is that crazy? No. I do have a disclaimer, and it says release dates will change. You know, check back because they will change.
Oh, that's
now,
smart.
Well,
that's
I'll shift
smart.
Them around. I always get the books out. But I will shift around the release dates. It really depends on how strongly that muse is going to sing for that
sure.
book. As a writer, you understand that. Sometimes you just don't feel
yes.
it. You know,
no.
You just got to put it aside, and you, because if I force it, it's gonna read forced, and I don't want to do that.
It does communicate that way, and I think that was it's not just the feeling it, but I think that's the talk, too, with a lot of aspiring authors, because they'll say, oh, this is hot, or, oh, that's, you know, those books are popular. I'll just write one of those. And I always say, if you aren't feeling that particular flavor of ice cream, it's going to be yogurt.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell them,
it's going to be, you know, oatmeal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can't make that up. Yeah, and it's so hard to tell people how it's like almost unquantifiable. It's like if you aren't passionate about that particular thing, it shows. It shows. It always.
Your readers will know it, and they'll be like, "What the heck is this?" You know.
Well, on the flip side, self-publishing, and digital too, is not only does it show. But it will show forever and ever and ever.
forever and ever in perpetuity. You will never live it down.
That's not going out of print.
No.
I'm trying to tell somebody about quality because, you know, you counsel the same thing. It's like, you know, best foot forward and really putting your craft out there. But it's like, hey, people, you know, just slapping it up there for fun or whatever. It's like, it never goes away.
It really does. Not in this day and age. You know, so you have to be very careful about what you put out there. You have to be confident
in your
product.
Like those bad Halloween selfies. Yeah, it's like careful. People.
Yeah, exactly.
Careful.
Yeah. Good product. If your name is on it, it better be good. So that's what I really strive for is a quality product. Even though I do churn them out very frequently, and people say, God, how can it be any good if you churn them out that fast? Well, you know what? Read them and find out. See what you think.
I'm
happy with them.
Because the Levesque well is deep and vast and fabulous, and you just keep pulling them up. You go, girl.
The Levesque well goes all the way to China.
That's the thing. Isn't that fun, though? Like, people don't quite understand that there's really there's not a problem coming up with ideas. Have you ever met those people that are like, oh, hey, I've got a great idea if you're ever, and you're like,
no,
keep yours.
Yeah.
Keep it. I have plenty. Thank you. I'm good.
You know, I get it all the time, and bless them, because they send me emails, and they go, oh, I got this great idea if you want to write this book. And I always am very kind, you know, because they take the effort to reach you. And I appreciate that they're thinking of me. But it's like, you know what? I've got outlines for 147 novels. I am not going to live long enough to write all these novels. So if you have an idea, you go right ahead.
Yes.
Because it's not going to come from me, unfortunately.
Well, no, and like you said, I mean, you know, you look at the to be written pile, my TBW, and it's pretty intense. Plus, as you're writing, secondary characters or all sorts of things will start popping in, and it's like, this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody,
I
have a waiting room in my head. Like, I'm like, everybody take a number. Just take a number, sit down. Until you hear your number.
That is very true.
Yeah.
You got to try to weed them out.
You have to. You have to. You're like, did.
Yeah. Be quiet. Mom, sit down. Just be quiet.
Yeah. Mama's not happy. Nobody's happy.
Else.
Everybody.
That is my world. If I'm not happy, nobody's happy. So
nobody's
happy.
That's right. So everybody, up.
Yep. Let me get one out at a time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I can only do one at a time.
One at a time. It's always something like, mommy can own one at a time. That's my whole, my work philosophy, every one at a time. I can't do the juggle thing. I mean, I can a little because the mom, you know, but.
Definitely.
But, yeah,
definitely.
Focus. But I had to ask. I, you know, of course, I did. My research is so in-depth that literally 74 seconds before we go live on the air, I pull up your website. That's what I do. Which I will say, in the past, when I've had authors on that I'm not familiar with, and then I pull up the website, and I'm like, oh, my.
You're like, really? Uh-oh. Whoops.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Woo.
Yeah.
Who knew? Yeah.
Well,
I learn a lot.
Yes, you do. But I keep my webmaster busy because I've got a big release page, as you saw.
Yes.
And I go into 2016, I think, and actually do all my own covers. So it works out well. so I can just create my covers, create my, you know, I can make my mood. I can make the mood of the book, and I enjoy doing
awesome.
That.
You're one of the most complex, loaded actually, the website matches you and the prolific thing.
Complicated?
Going, are you kidding me? I'm like, this thing's like a nine. So many layers. And
yeah,
there's like everything.
True.
I'm like, wow. Wow.
Well,
but yes.
It goes back to what I was saying before about a quality product. You know, you're portraying,
yeah,
I am conveying a quality product and a serious author, because that's exactly what readers are looking for, I think.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing
clapped
together here. Are you kidding? Oh, no. The only thing you're lacking is an animated section with, like, live animated graphic novel elements and, you know. And
I'm
sure that's coming.
I'm working on that. Yeah, I'm working on that, yeah. In another life, I'm working on that one.
Well, if you need to talk comic books, I'm your girl. So I'm got some contacts for you there. So.
Oh, awesome.
But,
Oh, yeah.
Comic books are fun. And if you ever go to Comic-Con, that's a whole other fandom that's just awesome. They are incredible.
I have not been to Comic-Con, but I will admit I've been to a couple of Star Trek conventions. So
really?
That's my limit.
Did you dress?
Oh, heck yeah.
Did you dress?
You know what? I didn't, and I should have. You know what? It's my goal. Someday I will go dressed as probably some weird alien. But, yeah.
Really?
Someday.
Not in uniform? You're not going to be a member of the Federation?
You know what? Maybe I should go from the classic Trek women, you know, where they wear those little mini skirts and the little hot hairdos.
If you go, I'll go. I would, Star Trek, I'm there. I'm so there.
It's a date.
I love Star Trek.
I do too. I grew up with my dad watching it back in the 60s, so it was something
me
that
too.
Just kind of...
That's how we bonded, my dad and I. That was like our big, that was our thing, you know? And
oh, yeah.
It was huge, huge. And I will say this, not a big fan of a lot of those movies, but I love the reinvention of the franchise. I'm so happy to see that energy come back in. And
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So. And, you know, that very first novel I ever wrote was a sci-fi. I was 13 years old, and I wrote a sci-fi. But that's my one and only sci-fi.
So
and it was
awesome.
Terrible.
Yes, my first romance was also a sci-fi.
Really? Oh, God.
Yes. And it may or may not be available on Amazon under an obscure pen name, just because. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna have
and
to
I've never
it
advertised
now.
It or told anybody what the pen name is because it's none of your damn business. It's the biggest Easter egg on the planet. Find it if you really want it. Find it. I dare you. I dare you to find
it. That's my mission. That's my mission now. Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
You never will. It's completely obscure. Good luck finding one.
I can see me writing another sci-fi. I think I'm going to stick with what I'm doing. I think that's a pretty good business model
that's
for
a
me
tough
right
one.
Now.
But you know what? I was working in Cubicle World, and a guy who was a temp had ghost, you know, the ghostwriter, you fan fiction it, and he got commissioned to write a Star Trek novel. And I remember that was the first time I met a writer, someone who made money, and that was the light bulb moment for me that said, you know what, I could write anything I wanted and it could happen. And it was
perfect. You know what, absolutely. Just go for it. Do it. You have an idea,
it was
write it.
But of course, I'm a girl, so I was like, I want to write romance. I don't necessarily want to.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, the world is better for it.
I think you that way. Guys, seriously, CatherineLevesque.com, and Beast is coming out December 10th. And then it's an avalanche after that. I mean, I can't list all the books that are coming out after Beast, but by all means, everybody, go take a peek at CatherineLevesque.com. And if you're not a fan, then run and go become a fan right now, because I told you so there. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's so much
this
fun.
Has been
and
so
I
much-
really... Normally I would say to an author, hey, come on back on the show. Oh, I've only got 30 seconds. I say, come on back for your next release. But Catherine, if you came back for your next, you would be like such a regular, it would be hilarious. So I'm going to say twice a year you pop in or more. We'll just fill you in whenever, and we're going to make this happen. So there.
I love it. Thank you so much for having me. I loved every minute of it. You're awesome.
Oh, this
Thank
was
you.
Fun. Good night, everybody, and have a great week. We'll see you next Tuesday for more on the Romance Bookmark.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.